Well, this is a segment that we added for the online service. It is simply entitled Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers. And most of you know that's been at Bethel for a while and know me for a while that I enjoy studying Bible prophecy. I enjoy studying what Jesus had told us, not only in the Gospels, in the red letter editions, but also John, the Revelator, received the message from Jesus Christ himself in person. And Jesus had told him to write these things down with things that are about to happen. So I wanted to think about what's going on and to encourage all of us. As you heard me say many times, that I paraphrase what the Apostle Paul said in Romans 7, that if we only had this life to look forward to, we would all be a sorry bunch of puppies. But praise be to God for the death, the burial, and the resurrection, and his promise coming back again soon gives us what we call the blessed hope. But in the meantime, Jesus also said, in this world you're going to have trials and tribulations, but fear not, I've overcome the world. But we are also, because he told us that we are in the world, not of the world. Now, my own paraphrase says, well, while we're here, we got to deal with these worldly things. But we can rely on the scriptures, rely on the Holy Spirit, and rely on what Jesus has told us through the scriptures. And you can find what Jesus said and what he was talking about, where the subtitle on these are always Jesus Foretells the Future. And you can find that in Matthew 24, Mark 13, and also in Luke 21. And they're all red letter editions. So I encourage you to do that, because we need to be able to have the peace that passes all understanding, which is available to us through Christ. So I wanted just to think about these things and talk to you about things. Because if we only could know the future, if I could only know what would happen tomorrow, next week, or next year, could I? Well, you know, we're humans. And if we could know the future, and we can know the future in a spiritual sense because Jesus has given us the book of Revelation. But humans, sometimes if we knew what the future would be, we would probably want to change it. I think that we've all thought about the future, at least I have many times, and we'd long just to maybe to get a little peek of what lies ahead for us. But sometimes our motives for this are good, because we want to make wise decisions about marriage, job, raising children, things that are going on health-wise with the pestilence. And sometimes our motives are not so good. Other times people say, well, if I knew the future, I would be able to get rich, become popular, get what I want. But seldom does God reveal the future to us. As I said before, probably because we would always want to change it. Or maybe we just couldn't handle knowing what was going to happen to us. But maybe the most significant thing is that if we knew the future, we would be robbed of the freedom to choose or to discern, to grow in maturity, and learn to trust God to lead the way. God has given us a glimpse. In the Old Testament time, God occasionally pulled back the curtain of the future for a few prophets, not all of them, but a few of the prophets, allowing them to see the things to come. As few as Isaiah even saw the coming of Messiah centuries before the events actually occurred. A virgin will conceive and bring forth a son. And he will be the Messiah, the one to save the world. My own paraphrase. And Judy and I were blessed to be able to go to the Isle of Patmos, where John received the revelation from Christ, and I was blessed with the tour group that we was with to do a devotion outside the cave where John received the revelation from Christ. But God gave the Apostle John a special ministry, because God showed him a vision of the world in the end times, or the end of the age. Now, we sing that song in church, "World Without End, Amen." Well, how do we know the world's not going to end? Because Jesus said that he was going to be coming back at the end of the age of grace. Now, he has to have a world to come back to, right? So we know the world's not going to go and end or blow up or do anything like that, but it is going to have some challenges. So when the Apostle John saw all this stuff and he was instructed to record it in a letter, which he sent to several churches throughout Asia Minor, which is also modern-day Turkey. Now, this book of Revelation was meant to be read to the church even today. God had a very special reason, I think, for giving us a glimpse of the future. He wanted to give us hope. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. I love that song that Franny Crosby wrote, Assurance. Blessed assurance. And he truly will conquer death and evil. And that will be truly the way that we live with him forever in perfect peace. Now, I know, if you accepted Christ in your life, sometimes you think, well, not going to have any more trouble. Everything's going to be good. I got Jesus on my side. But it is not really that easy. Because I remember when I finally surrendered to the Lord July the 21st, 1986, 6 o'clock in the morning in the middle of my swimming pool, I felt cleansed when I came up out of that water, and I remembered my baptism. And I thought, well, everything's going to be good now. But no, it was just a few weeks later, I lost my job, and there was all kinds of stuff. So, challenges. But I learned enough to stay faithful to the Lord. Because being a Christian is never easy. We were either facing persecution for our faith in a hostile society, or facing apathy towards our faith in a comfortable society. Even now, with things that are going on in the world, in Afghanistan and some of the other places around the world, there is so, even in the United States of America, look what's going on in some of our cities. Crime is rampant. So I encourage you to study the book of Revelation for yourself, or to read it and get a better understanding of the promises. The promises in the Bible are true. And hope that Jesus, who is who he says he is, and hope that believers will live with him forever in heaven, where peace and justice will finally prevail. God gave us the book of Revelation to bring us assurance that all these hopes will truly come to pass. You see, God will prevail, and evil will be defeated once and for all, and eternity will be everything that we imagine. It's an amazing, amazing promise that God has given to us. But, you know, and that's why with people, and we talked about it in this segment before, like depression and some of the things that are going on, it's hard. It's hard to turn on the news and to see all that and challenge your faith and the hope. But we have hope. We have the blessed hope of Christ in us if we only believe and study and to continue to love one another. You know, Jesus commanded us to love one another, and that's a command, and we do. But some people are unlovable, and I was unlovable at one time in my life, but we're commanded to love them. And I have a friend, John Riley, who was an evangelist from Abbeville, Alabama, and he would always say, you know, God said we got to love one another, and we truly do, but we don't have to go to fishing with them. We don't have to go to dinner, but we got to love them. And sometimes it's even a family member that is a little unlovable. But we got to love them because God first loved us. Isn't that a wonderful thing? It's a testament to what God has given to us through faith. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I hope and pray that you didn't let me ramble too much and just wanted to make sure that we do pray for one another. We are in constant prayer, intercessory prayer, if you would. And there's so many people, not only in our community, to lift up in prayer. You know, and Bobby Bowden, his memorial all through the week was really touching. But, you know, one thing about it, that unless the Lord comes back for us first in what we call the rapture, and that's very theologically correct, even though a lot of people say, well, I don't know about that rapture stuff. I don't see it in the Bible. Well, it is in the Bible. And theme about the rapture, but in the Latin Vulgate, the word raptorio or rapturio, and I can't ever say those Latin words, as you well know, but it means rapture, snatching away, keeping us out of. And I hope and pray that happens soon. But if it don't, we'll all experience physical death. And Bobby Bowden wasn't an exception. Now, we know that he's safely home with the Lord because he was truly, truly a man of God. But we want to keep his family in prayer and all people that are suffering with the COVID thing and all the misinformation and here and there, confusion. Pray for one another. And the disciples said, Lord, when we finish the day of ministry and we sit around this fire and we eat, after we're done eating, you go off by yourself. What do you do when you go off by yourself? And Jesus said, well, I'm like you guys. I am in my physical body. Even though I'm God, I'm in my physical body. So I got to eat and I also got to rest and talk to the Father. Talk to the Father. Yeah. Can we do that? You bet your bippy. He said, I want to give you a prayer that you can use as a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with as we pray the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for letting me share my thoughts today on the Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers. God bless. Have a wonderful day.